Welcome to the Money, Mindset and Miracles podcast, helping you to grow a predictable and scalable month of high income from your business as gracefully as possible. I'm Rachel Smith, business coach, mindset expert and the founder of Momentum Mastermind, your 90-day sprint to scaling your business to 5K. Join me every week as I dive into the tips, inspirational stories and strategies that are going to support you on your journey to growing your awesome business. Fresh from a launch, and I'm going to share all the tips so that you can launch like a pro and get great results in your business. Now, I know that launching can feel terrifying. You know, there you are, you've been sat in your business, you've come up with a great idea, you've worked behind the scenes, you've got it all ready, and now you have to go out there and launch it and tell people how amazing you are and why they should come and work with you. And this is where so many people back off, especially if during that launch process you are just getting one or two people signing up or you're hearing crickets. Now, if that's you, I don't want that for you, and I'm going to share some things that you can do for your next launch. And this works if you've got like what I call a hell yes offer, which is like something that's under £200 through to whether or not you've got a group offer or you're actually launching a VIP offer as well. So I'm going to run through these tips and you can let me know how helpful that is down in the comments. You can just let me know like, oh, right, Kev, missed that step, or that was an aha moment. The first step is your mindset. Just before you go out and launch, you want to get your mindset in alignment with what you're doing. You want to believe your launch, you want to believe that you can achieve the results that you're looking to achieve, and you want to believe that it is possible for you to get more clients and increase your revenue as well. So mindset is really important. So if you've gone into launches before and it's terrified you, or you've not got the results that you want, or you've been really frustrated or disappointed with your results, I would say the first place to start is actually work on your mindset. Look at the things that are holding you back, the stories that you're telling yourself. Maybe, you know, like release or heal any past kind of launch trauma that you have had. It's a real thing where you've like gone out there and you've had this amazing offer and it's not gone particularly well. Release all of that, because all of those things happened in the past, and what you don't want to do is go into a launch and project those things into what could happen in a new launch. The second thing is alignment. This is so important. You want to have that alignment with your mindset, most definitely, and with your income goal that you're looking to generate as well. It's a really big deal for women when they're looking to step up. It's often sabotages will occur because unconsciously you're trying to keep yourself safe. So think about how you can really get into alignment with your new income goal that this successful launch is going to help you to generate. But I also want you to be in alignment with your offer. You want to have this offer that is so brilliant, so exciting, and that you know that it's so exceptional for your clients that actually that belief in your offer will help you to get over any doubts, worries, or fears that you have. The third thing is your offer. Like, your offer wants to be incredible. Especially if you are like me, if you're online, you want to make your offer really amazing so it stands out. So there's a couple of things. You want to have your ideal client in mind. You want to really understand who that is. It is way easier to market to one client type rather than trying to market to several different types of clients. So one client where you are an expert in helping them to achieve one solution. So for me, I work with female entrepreneurs who are currently working and earning one or 2K in their business, and they're looking to scale to that consistent 5K months so that they can actually go beyond that and scale and keep on growing. So you want your offer to be incredible. You want to be really clear about who it's for, and you want to be solving a problem with that offer
that your client has a desire, it has a need to resolve. And a word that I keep saying is make your offer amazing, make it incredible. So many offers are, I see offers where I'm just like, oh my God, you could just make it even so much more special. And you want to be creating offers that are so amazing. The whole package is amazing that people are like, yeah, that's I call it like a hell yes. Like, I mean, why wouldn't I be? And I'll give you an example of this. So last week I was launching the List Grower, which is my 30-day email marketing course. And I had a client who'd previously been on this course, who's gone through it all. She said that the offer was so spot on, she was tempted to sign up for it again. And it was like, that's what you want. You want even people who've been through your offer before to look at it and think, I actually need that again. And there's all sorts of different things that you can do to actually make your offer amazing. You can be really clear about who you work with. You can be really clear about the problem that you are solving as well. But you can also be very creative with your offer as well. It doesn't have to be bland. It doesn't have to be boring. Your offer can be exceptional. And then you want to go to that next step with your offer as well and think about, like, what are some of the objections, some of the challenges that your clients may have around the solution that you are offering. So for me, when I was building the List Grower, I understand that my clients are not techies, they are not designers. So that we built that into the List Grower so that people weren't looking at the offer and thinking, well, I know that I get stuck on these things and they're not covered, so this isn't for me. So you want to be dealing with people's objections in your offer and in any bonuses that you offer as well. And you can use bonuses in a launch really well as well. You can have bonuses that disappear. You can have surprise bonuses. You can bring bonuses on if you just want to ramp up sales. Bonuses are incredible, but you're not just creating like willy-nilly bonuses. You're creating bonuses that really add value and help to get that warm lead over the finish line for them to know that you are going to help them step by step to achieve their desired goal. Planning is also absolutely key when you're looking to launch. And well in advance of your launching, you want to sit down and figure out all sorts of key components, like what is your launch date? What is your launch method? Are you going to bring any other partners on board to help you launch that? That can be really powerful. Are you going to line up any past clients who've been through this for testimonials? Perhaps they're going to jump on and do like an interview with you. We had, when we were launching the List Grower last week, we had clients who'd been on the List Grower previously come and join us in lives, talk about what their experience is like. This is like such powerful, like next level stuff. And it really kind of inspires you as the person who's like running the launch. So you want to really have a plan. You want to understand when the doors open, when they close, when bonuses coming on board, if there's an early bird, what happens after the early bird, how are you going to get people who have missed the early bird, how are you going to get people who are interested in your offer back on board and engage with you. So really think about your plan well in advance. And I would say create as much of your content in advance as well, because in a launch, realistically, if you're a solopreneur, you may have, like I'm a solopreneur and I have some support, but I'm mainly doing all of this on my own. And sometimes what happens is that I see people who are looking at business owners who've maybe got a big team behind them, and they're trying to do everything in that launch week, and it can be absolutely exhausting. So try and put as much in place as possible. So write your email, your sales emails, create your content, create any designs, book any past clients in, create your testimonials. And that just means that you are going to be able to hit your launch as quickly as possible and be like energized, and you're going to be able to keep that momentum going. When you're in a launch, it can feel like a hard slog when you haven't got those things in place. So think about planning in advance. The next step is execution. And this is like you are going out into the world, you are telling them exactly what you've got, why your clients come and work with you and your level of expertise. And obviously you're going to be telling people how much it costs to come and work with you as well. And launches have like a cycle depending on what offers, what pricing packages that you've gone for. But often if you've got bonuses that are disappearing or you've got an early bird price, you often have a peak whilst those things are available. But then when they disappear, sales can really take a dip to then increase right at the end. Because if you're anything like me, you buy at the end. You have it always, like I'm intending to go and work with another expert tomorrow on a thing that she's running, and I know that I won't buy it until this afternoon. But that's fine, I won't miss out, but for that person doesn't know that. But often what happens when we're executing a launch, if we're in that downward kind of momentum, it can feel as if, right, your launch is a failure, you're a failure. We really can buy into those limiting beliefs. However, when you are on that downward spiral, one of the best things you can do is to release like a brand new bonus or a payment plan or something that reignites your audience, but also reignites you. So you've got something new to say about your offer and you've got that new energy behind it. And then get to the end, make sure you get your launch to the end, because so many people will come and work with you and decide to make that decision at the end. People like a deadline. It's psychologically how we're programmed. So really execute it to the end and just keep going with that kind of energy. And I would say that if you are kind of feeling as if you need to ramp up your launch, you can do. And I'm going to give you another live example. So my partner and I, we were running the launch last week for the list grower, and it was our half term. So I was kind of busy on the Friday, which was our last day. I'd pre-planned stuff. Stuff was scheduled, that was it. But Amy wasn't on her half term, and she was like, she was posting, she was doing live videos. Like, even though I wasn't at my desk, I was like caught up in the excitement, and it was our launch. And it made me, as the partner, think, actually, I have got some capacity to get involved in this. So even though I had limited time, I was like posting, I was doing videos, I was like really calling people out on their stuff. And it was very, very exciting. The doors closed at the end and we got our people in and we've got them all set up and we are taking them through prep week now. And that was exciting. You know, people buy people and they want to know that this thing that you've got is that you're excited about it and they get excited about it as well. So really think about executing your plan all the way to the end with that kind of energy. And yeah, sometimes you do need to double down on your marketing activities. I ended up doing some extra things on Friday just because I got caught up in Amy's excitement and energy, and I was like, yes, I'm all in for that. Then when you have closed the doors and you've got your amazing clients in, obviously that you want that sigh of relief, don't you? But I would say, like, celebrate it. Celebrate the fact that you have gone out there, you have told the world how amazing you are and how they can come and work with you, and celebrate everything that you have achieved. Even if you haven't got the results this time, you have grown, you have learned, you have created assets within your business as well, with the email marketing and the designs and all of those things, is that you've created some assets that you can take through into your next launch as well. So do a lessons learned at the end so you can really reflect on the things that worked really well. Brilliant, do those again. And those things that perhaps didn't work particularly well as well. So you can launch like a pro. It doesn't matter what you're launching. It doesn't matter if you've got a £97 offer through to a £4,000 offer or whatever your price point is. You can launch like a pro. You can get some brilliant results. And it's just about committing to it, working through those steps that I've shared this morning, and making sure that you are seeing it all the way through, because you will be surprised at the results that you can achieve. So if you've got any questions, I'm here to help and support you. Thank you for being here. I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Bye for now.